So we're with Mike Cooper of Richford's Fire and Flood, looking at the sort of things you can do to prevent flooding when you see the bad weather clouds coming your way. We've talked about sandbags. We're now looking at possibly the power circuits within your house, because that's a big danger, isn't it?
It is. Obviously, everyone knows that floodwater and electricity circuits don't mix terribly well. And when floodwater does come into the home, it does present a serious risk to health and safety. So certainly we would recommend, where people are either able to or know how to actually de-energise the sort of low-level socket ring mains of their property if they fear that they are going to be flooded. So if they don't know how to do that, one of the simple things to do could be to switch off the sockets around the property before it gets flooded, and disconnect the plugs of appliances that are attached there, and then obviously just move those appliances and plugs up out of the way if possible.
I suppose we should put the proviso in here that it's always a good idea to get the advice of a qualified electrician, isn't it?
Certainly. Obviously, as I say, there are certain health and safety risks attached to electricity supplies. So if there's any doubt at all, or you're not qualified to carry out the kind of actions that we're talking about, then absolutely seek advice from a qualified professional.
We'll have more instructional information on preventing flooding coming into your house in the next podcast on this feed.